Chapter 5. When Damien got into Melissa's car, he brought with him the distinct smell of booze.
"You're not drunk, are you?"
she asked, pointedly. "No." He looked at her, eyes clear and focused. "Just needed something to help all those files go down." She studied him, but then gave a quiet grunt and pulled away from the curb. This wasn't an investigation. Anyone made it through without some self-medicating here and there. She could only imagine how overwhelming it was to take it all in at once. And he'd been steady on his feet on his way out to the car, even on pavement that was slick with rain and melting snow. Plus, he hadn't known until 20 minutes ago that they'd be working tonight. She could let it slide this time.
"Show up to the office once with red eyes, detective, I dare you."
Beside her, Damien pulled on his seatbelt. "So what happened?"
"An investment banker was ambushed on his way into work this morning."
"Any leads?" Melissa shook her head. He shifted in the passenger seat. "But they knew to call you in."
"Every precinct in Seattle, King County, and surrounding jurisdictions have been instructed to call us in for any asset attacks."
"Wow. I'm amazed you've gotten this much cooperation."
"Me too."
She glanced at him. He was as serious as she was. Facing the road again, she said,
"There was some pushback in the beginning, but it's bad PR, having this many bodies and assault victims piling up without being able to solve them. All the brass have been more than willing to give me and my team whatever help we need so they can avoid more black marks in the media, without having to actually give up any of their own resources."
"Yeah, that sounds about right," he grumbled. "I can't believe they let me go."
"We'll see how long that lasts."
They rode in silence for a minute or so, Melissa driving extra carefully through the rapidly melting snow before she spoke again.
"How many of the files have you been through?"
"All of them."
"All of them?"
She glanced at him again.
"My God, no wonder you were drinking."
Damien chuckled dryly. "I'm amazed you don't."
"Not on the clock, no."
"On an investigation like this?" he muttered. "Almost seems like we should be able to do shots throughout the day." Melissa let herself laugh.
"I wish."
Of course, they'd never actually do it. Damien had probably assumed he was off for the night, and he would have been if this banker hadn't gotten a face full of acid. Alan had actually joked about Damien being the most straight-laced cop he'd ever met. He'd drank and he'd smoked off and on for years, but he took his job seriously and never came to work inebriated. Melissa suspected he would have bowed out tonight if he'd actually been drunk or even tipsy. As Melissa followed an off-ramp toward the hospital, Damien asked, "How long ago was the attack?"
"Happened around 8:30 this morning. He came out of surgery a couple of hours ago, and he's only been conscious enough to talk for the last hour."
"Jesus," Damien whispered.
"Yeah."
Damien uncapped a water bottle he'd brought with him and downed most of it. She wondered if he was trying to sober up and didn't ask. Instead, they rode in silence that was only broken by the rhythmic click-squeak of the windshield wipers and the occasional splash as she drove through a puddle. At the hospital, Melissa pulled into a parking space. She shifted into park, then turned to him and finally broke the silence.
"Have you ever seen a victim of an acid attack?"
Meeting her eyes in the garage's dim light, he swallowed. "Not in person, no."
They're pretty intense. A lot like a burn victim. The pictures aren't the whole story."
Damien nodded and croaked. "Thanks for the warning." They got out of the car and headed inside. Though Damien was a seasoned detective, there were things that could catch even the most experienced law enforcement off guard. This was one of them. She'd learned that the hard way. She hoped he was ready. Beside her, he cleared his throat. "Were there any witnesses to the attack besides the victim?"
"No one who saw much. The bank security camera didn't get anything useful either. The assailant kept his back to the lens the entire time."
Damien scowled. "You think he knew what he was doing, or just got lucky?"
"If he's one of our guys, and he's been put up to this by whoever's pulling strings, it's a safe bet he cased the bank before he made his move."
So he could be...